You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. Do you ever feel like you get in your own way? Good God, I know that I do. I'm aware of it. I see it. I know it. I recognize it. And it drives me nuts. Drives me crazy. But what is this all about? What is this trying to tell us when we get in our own way? And especially when we recognize it, because when we know that we're doing it, quite frankly, we do not have an excuse anymore to not do the thing that we want to do, to not do the thing that we know would be best to do. And does it stem from fear, apprehension? Does it stem from laziness? I'm speaking for myself. Sometimes I feel lazy. But then I wonder, am I just in a phase right now where maybe I don't have that much motivation? Maybe I'm going through an immense healing phase. I do believe that. But then we think to ourselves, well, where do we draw the line? Do we just keep not doing it, not doing the thing that we want to do? Do we keep allowing ourselves to get in our own way? And it's this constant battling of back and forth. It's like the tarot card that I pulled out earlier, the Nine of Swords. You know, it's like sitting in bed and you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and it's like swords going through your head. You're like, oh my God, get it off my mind. Get it out of my brain. And you're tossing and turning. And so I bring this up because I wonder if sometimes maybe we feel a lack of appreciation, or maybe we're not being seen, or there's not a reciprocation with what we're putting out. So, you know, and this comes back to, why are we doing the things that we're doing? Goodness, God Almighty, Lord help us. Lord, praise the Lord to guide us. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, I know that when I get stuck, I'm using my own brain, right? And so we all do, because it's what we're here to do, is we're here to use our brains, our intuition, our psychicness. Yes, we have it. It's very similar to intuition, very similar. So we're here to combine the both. But see, when I get tripped up, and maybe you do too, is when you're too much in your brain, right? It's like the Nine of Swords. Like there's all these swords going through your head and you're like, oh my God. So Spirit's encouraging you, as well as myself, to connect. Connect with Spirit, connect with God, connect with your higher self, this higher power, this invisible world of guidance, this knowing. That is what will realign you. That is what will realign you. Now, a lot of times, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do it because it takes work. It takes work to meditate, which sounds ironic, does it not? It's like, oh, you're just sitting there. Well, not really, because you have to make time for it. You have to kind of get into the right mindset. You have to allow for the love to flow through, to feel the connection. And you have to, you know, I'm thinking of coffee as well, or those stimulants that activate the brain so much to where it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to kind of you're never going to shut it off entirely, but so all these things can also get in the way, but Spirit is here to tell me and to tell you that in order to get back into the groove and to allow for yourself to get out of the way is to connect, to get into that flow state of the thing that you're passionate about, the thing that you love, the thing that you create, the thing that lights you up. It helps you connect with the muse, your muse. It's like what Joseph Campbell said about your bliss. And that's what we're here for, is to align with that bliss of our lives. And so as I continue to talk, I'm noticing I'm starting to blend more with what I call as the spirit world, God consciousness. I'm feeling it. I'm knowing it. I'm noticing my voice changing a little bit. It's still me. It's still Tabitha. But I'm allowing for that space to happen. So that's oftentimes what happens, is when you just create a space, you create the momentum to align with that, then you begin to meditate. So even though I'm talking, I'm in a way I am meditating. And so I feel like I keep saying and so. Oh, I need to work on that as well. And so give yourself grace by seeing your strengths. I wrote that in an email. If you want to get on my email list, please do so. Go to my website, tabithastitt.com or theselfhelppsychic.com, and be added to my email list. And while we're at it, if you haven't done so already, I would greatly appreciate if you reviewed this podcast, because I, as a creator, and you as a creator, if you created something and put it out into the world, you would want to hear back. You would want something in return. And whether that's recognition or feedback or, hey, this is fantastic, I really appreciate it, it's good to receive that little bit of juice on the other end, that little bit of mojo, that little bit of, oh my gosh, I'm like, this is so funny today. But I'm going with it. I'm doing it. I'm not fixing this. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just going for it. And so it feels good to have that reciprocation, right? And that's what I said at the beginning. So maybe that was kind of why I was like dreading this a little bit, because I know that there's quite a few of you that have said something about the podcast, but it fuels you, right? It nourishes your soul when you receive something in return, even if it's a little bit of recognition. And now that I'm saying that, I wonder if that's something that I need to work on. Maybe that's where I'm getting in my own way. Oh, so now we're surfacing something here. Now we're digging a little bit deeper and ironically surfacing at the same time. Is maybe I feel like I need that recognition in order to get out of my own way, in order to create, in order to do the thing that I need to do. It feels good and it fuels me, but I still continue to do that thing that I'm doing. So maybe it's not so much that. Maybe it's more about just getting into the flow of the flow state of doing the thing that you know you need to do or that you want to do. So let's say, for example, you want to finish an art project and you started it a long time ago and you think about it all the time, but you know it takes a little bit of time to get out all of your supplies and to sit down. And so that is the action to take to do it. You just simply, and yes, it's quite simple, set yourself up for success. Set yourself up to connect with the muse, to connect with God consciousness, to get into the flow state. Now, at first, you're probably going to resist it. You're not going to want to do it. You're going to think about it too much. It's not going to feel good. But once you open up that allowance, once you create the space to create, you'll notice, all of a sudden, I'm now in that flow state. So you have to get past the resistance by setting yourself up for success, like literally getting out the thing that you need, the tools or the tool, whatever it is, Right now, the tool is my phone. I'm recording this on my phone in Voice Memo, which I then convert it into my computer, and I use Audacity, and it's a whole process. And I'm using my voice, and I'm closing my eyes, and I have Veda next to me on the couch. At least I think she's still there. I feel her presence. And that's all that I need to create a podcast episode. So it's one simple thing. And if you're dreading the thing, you're like, oh my God, well, maybe you need a little bit of, I don't know, fluctuation or a little buffer in between. Like maybe you need to go for a run. Maybe you need to get on your yoga mat. Maybe you need to eat something healthy like blueberry water or drink blueberry water in order to fuel your brain, in order to get into that space. So sometimes there's a little bit of a cushion that you need in order to help guide yourself to get into that space. And then all of a sudden, you're no longer in your own way. And then all of a sudden, you feel that connection. That connection, the connection that I'm experiencing right now is just a state of like, I forgot that I was even talking. I forgot that I was talking. And it feels, instead of restrictive and like a headache and resistance, all of a sudden I'm like, oh, okay, this isn't so bad. All right, here we go. This is how we do it. And so God, Spirit, your higher self, my higher self wanted to do this. It's good to set a schedule as well, right? And so you set the schedule, you do the thing. So every other Tuesday, I do a new podcast episode and I post it by 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so when you have a schedule to do the thing, whether it's for your business or a creative outlet, or it's just a hobby, or you are healing, you're trying to heal yourself, or you want to connect with a loved one on the other side, it could be anything. It could be ritualistic. It could just be, hey, I want to do this for myself because I know that this will help me feel better. Setting that schedule and sticking to it, committing, right? Committing to it. Oh, that dreaded word, commitment. I know. But I think the key here is that you get out of your own way by simply setting yourself up for success, which means getting your damn tools out, whatever that is, whatever that looks like, whether it's a piece of paper, a table, a screwdriver, a saw, fabric, animals, you're getting into your car, you know, all of these are tools. All of these are tools because they are the instrument for you to allow yourself to be a light into this world. Because when you focus on the things that you're passionate about, you all of a sudden are out of your own way and you're doing the thing and you're inspiring others because you're aligned authentically with your true self. Now, I know that this can be challenging, as all things are, but I have to be honest because Spirit wants me to be honest right now. I completely dreaded doing this at the beginning. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I kind of want to be lazy. I just want to look at my tarot cards. I want to sit here and pet Veda, and I don't want to do this. And yet my alarm went off and said, ha ha, Tabitha, you have a reminder. So I think this is just a realization that, hey, I think the resistance is the human part. And then the trusting and the doing and the honoring is the spirit, the consciousness, the connection part of this. And that's pretty much all I have for you today. So we're human beings. You're human. I don't know. There's lots of talk about aliens now. I believe in aliens. I believe in angels. I believe in lots of different things. And so my therapist told me this once, because I haven't talked to her in a while, but after my parents passed away, I did speak with a therapist. And she said, this is not verbatim because I'm trying to think of what it is, but I'm not going to use my own brain right now. But something along the lines, like, if you want to see angels, you'll see angels. If you want to see something really dark, or if you're focused on something really dark or demonic, you're going to see that. So Spirit is encouraging you to start seeing the light, start seeing your potential, start seeing the angelic angelic aspect of yourself, start seeing the potential rather than the negative. I know this is not easy, trust me, but again, when you set yourself up, you use your tools, you'll begin to give yourself that grace by seeing your strengths. And there it is. And so it is. Please let me know how you enjoyed this. And I look forward to working with you. Perhaps we'll do a one-on-one reading. Maybe you'll join the circle. Maybe you'll take one of the courses. All of this is self-help, right? And so this doesn't mean you have to do it by yourself, but it's recognizing what your own soul needs. And you can use others, you can connect with others in order to reveal a little bit more about that. I've gotten so many readings myself and I absolutely love it. There's only been one reading where it wasn't that great. I can't even say that. It's just I maybe disagreed or I don't know, but most of them I trust the experience and it's been so illuminating and healing and it helps light the path way for me. But at the end of the day, it's up to you, right? So you have to make the decisions, you have to take the action, but you're not alone in it. So even though I'm the self-help psychic and that's what I focus on in the readings is personal development, personal growth, your own life, that doesn't mean you have to do it alone, okay? So it's recognizing what your soul is calling you to do, allowing yourself to get out of the way by connecting and using the tools. I feel like I need to be repetitive because sometimes it's necessary. And I'm afraid that this isn't recording anymore, but I trust. Okay, I hope this was helpful. Continue to trust in your intuition, pay attention to it, take action upon its loving guidance. And there's something more and I can't remember. Alrighty, that's it for now. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.